How come the church can't be more like an AA meeting? Go to an AA meeting, just raw honesty, no pretense. People just dump it all out. The stories are unbelievable, deeply messed up. People have a sense of power that flows in those kind of meetings. Why can't church be more like an AA meeting? And the short answer is it can, if those of us who claim to be followers of Jesus will be more like alcoholics. And see, now part of our problem is often we're comfortable with talking about being a sinner in a pretty vague term, just kind of general confession. Or I used to have those problems way back there. But what makes a community, what makes a fellowship come alive, what begins to open me up to God is, no, God, I need you right now. I'm a train wreck right now. I'm on my knees before you right now. I admit my powerlessness over my biggest problems and that my life has become unmanageable without me. So here's what I want to do to just try to help make that a little bit more real for you. Take a few moments and think about some things that you are powerless over that are external to you, just to remind you that there is a God and he is not you. So, traffic, weather. You may have noticed if you're watching these that I'm in a place of great beauty right now, and it is really, really good weather. And I have been doing some vacation stuff. I will be doing ministry stuff starting tomorrow just to make sure that you don't think poorly of me. I'm not in control of the weather. I can't control the process of aging. Most particularly, you can't control other people, and now you might think about some people in your life that you've been trying to control. What are your relational defects? Very often in relationships, there is a person who's project and a person who's the project manager. Often in couples, I won't mention which spouse tends to be which, but very often it comes out that way with parents and children. There's a book, hottest selling book around right now. It's called Let Them. I've not read the whole thing. I've read bits of it. And I think there's some good thoughts in that idea of honor other people's kingdoms if we do it right. Allow other people to make their choices. Don't constantly be grinding at them, trying to manipulate, control them, make them do exactly what I want to. So lots of wisdom there. However, the very first sentence of the book caught my eye, and I want to read it to you and then suggest something that I think cuts deeper. If you're struggling to change your life, achieve your goals, or feel happier, I want you to hear this.